Jim, that was an accomplished hour's cricket to get you over the line, wasn't it?
Yeah, we said this morning, you know, the first half hour is going to be critical. If they're going to have any chance of putting us under pressure, it's to pick up two or three wickets in that first half hour. We know they're going to be setting attacking fields, but with that, there's going to be chances to score. And, you know, they got an early wicket with Sibs there, but, you know, Trotty and Belly then just put the game to sleep and, you know, a clinical finish to what's been, you know, a very good 4 days cricket for us.
And that was just what was required, your two most experienced batsmen getting the job done.
Yeah, you know, everyone's played a part in these 4 days, from 1 to 11. So, yeah, good to see those guys just making sure they, you know, they're as clinical as they could be and getting another win, which is really critical.
Trotty may be retiring, but he's still got a few runs left in the tank this season, hasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. He's very keen to make contributions throughout the season and be part of a successful season. And he carries on batting like that, then I'm sure we will. You know, him and Belly there looking in a good place. They made it look very easy on a fourth day wicket, which has been a decent wicket all the way through. But yeah, the main thing is they're both not out and we've got a win.
And as far as your bowling attack's concerned, Jeetan Patel and Henry Brooks bowling particularly well in both innings.
Yeah, those two guys obviously got the rewards in that third innings, which was always going to be a task, you know, having a bowler down on a decent deck. A special mention to Wrighty as well, I thought, throughout this game. You know, he's running, he's bowled more overs than probably he would have if we'd had, you know, our full quota of bowlers. He's then put the pads on and got 70-odd and batted, you know, 200 balls. And then done it again in the third innings. Didn't quite get the rewards that Henry and Jeet's got, but that's part of a bowling attack. You know, guys are going to get the poles sometimes, and it wasn't for him. But the way those three sort of rotated to get those 10 wickets, you know, they were four ahead, four down. So after tea, to take those six wickets and be chasing 80 is a great effort.
You mentioned you were depleted bowling wise. I mean, Keith Barker and Ollie Stone, you were missing Ryan Sidebottom with his side strain in this game. What's the latest on those three?
Well, with side strains, you're looking at 4 to 6 weeks, and I know Ryan's a tough lad. So if he's feeling something, it's going to be serious. So we'll have to see what the scan comes up with. But with Stone and Barker, they're both playing this week in a second team game up at Derby, starting on Monday. So you know they're both very keen to get themselves back into this team and give me some selection headaches.
But it swings and roundabouts, you're going to get injuries, unfortunately. It's part and parcel of it, I suppose. Isn't it?
It is. That's part of being a bowler. And, you know, in terms of the balance and the selection of the team, you know, when you're successful, there's going to be guys missing out. And at the moment, it's going to be headaches that are good headaches for the management and for Jeets to get that balance right. So we've got two guys who are desperate to come back in. And we're going to see, you know, Northants starting on Friday, which way we go.
A good start to the season, two wins and a draw. You couldn't have asked for much more than that, could you?
Well, this is my first interview, so that's quite a good sign. I'd done about six this time last year. I much prefer putting players out who've done well and contributed contributed to wins. So, yeah, two out of three is a good start for us. It'll be even better to have three out of four.
And a chance to do the double over Northants, having beat them by an innings just the other week.
Yeah, not looking too far ahead. You know, the performances we put in these two games is exactly the blueprint that we're on about is squeezing teams with discipline, with skill, not having any sessions where we have any lapses or soft periods of play, which have been, you know, a problem for us last year. And, you know, when you're in charge in a four-day game, it's a great place to be. So if we can stay in charge of games for long periods, then, you know, we're confident that we can get another win.